All right, so today I asked ChatGPT to make a Biden speech. Now, I'm not the first one to do this, but I thought what I got was pretty good. So, again, I typed into ChatGPT, can you make me a Biden speech? And it said I can provide you with a fictional speech inspired by Joe Biden's speaking style, including some of the gaffes that have been associated with it. Please note that this is a fictional creation for entertainment purposes and should not be taken as an accurate representation of President Joe Biden's actual speeches. Now, we'll get into that later, and I'll show you some actual speeches for clips of Joe Biden's speeches. And then it says, here's a lighthearted example. All right, so here's the ChatGPT Biden speech. It says, ladies and gentlemen, folks, good evening, everyone. It's great to be here, wherever here is. You know, I've been in politics for a long time. And let me tell you, it's a real honor and privilege to stand before you today as the President of the United States. You know, they say that the United States is a beacon of hope and democracy. And I couldn't agree more. We've overcome a lot of challenges in our history. And we've done it together as one united nation. I want to thank my wife, Jill, for being here with me. She's been a rock throughout this whole journey. And my family, Hunter, Bo, the other one, Corn Pop, they've all been there for me. And my dog, Major, he's a good dog, very presidential. Now, folks, we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. We've got to build back better. And, you know, it's like my dad used to say, don't put all your eggs in one basket or something like that. We've got to invest in green energy and, you know, stop climate change before it becomes irreversible. And speaking of climate change, I want to give a shout out to Greta Thunberg. She's doing some really important work out there. And we've got to listen to the youth because they're the future. Now, healthcare is a big issue, and we're going to make sure that everyone has access to affordable healthcare. I mean, who doesn't want to go to the doctor without breaking the bank? Am I right? And let's not forget about education. We've got to invest in our schools and teachers. You know, it's important for the kids, as my mom used to say. Education is the key to something or other. In conclusion, we've got to all come together and work towards a brighter future for America. We've got a lot of work to do, but with your support and my leadership, we can build a better America for all Americans. So that's the end of the Joe Biden speech from ChatGPT. Now, I'm going to show you the clips of actual Biden speeches, and you can tell me how accurate or inaccurate the ChatGPT speech was.
Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Xingang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga Kawawa. I think I pronounced it correctly. She can call me Joe Biden. And Amy Tan, whose book, The Joy Luck Club.
Think about what you'd think about at the time. Brock and I think it's a right for people to have bad health care. For people to have bad health care.
No, end of quote. Repeat the line.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure. True international effort to pressure.
No, end of quote. Repeat the line.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him
Look, Donald care.
And
must be what?
for you all out in Montana, that ain't my, you know, but
there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not.
Then the job, I mean, no, but I mean, think of, I mean, it's not about, I know you're
supplemental filter. My physical as well as my mental fitness.
By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is not. Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
Why doesn't he just act like a president? That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was asked on...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is.
If you don't know what you want at the meeting, if you don't have a game plan, he may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
So, you know, ChatGPT says that the speech is an accurate representation, which I think is actually true because it actually cleaned up Joe Biden's speaking style quite a bit. And, you know, hopefully in 2024, after the 2024 presidential election, we'll get a president who can finish a sentence without having some kind of a gaffe. You know, like maybe like, I don't know, our last president. And like some of these guys are pulling less than 1%. I don't even know how you do that. And Crooked Joe, I used to call him Sleepy Joe. Now I call him Crooked. Took the name right off of Hillary. Okay, there's probably a celebration when I did that. But Crooked Joe can't even finish a sentence, and he's the only guy I've ever seen fall up the stairs. It's really despicable. And you know, I think if we didn't have Joe Biden as a president, we had a strong president, at least to say we wouldn't have these conflicts that are popping up all over the world. Like, you remember, do you remember when, you know, the Ukraine conflict was first happening, and right before it started, Joe Biden goes, "Oh, we won't get involved if there's a minor incursion." And then right after he said that, everything happened. And I don't think he could have said anything worse. Trump, or, you know, a strong president, definitely, well, first wouldn't have done that. But Russia wouldn't even been thinking about attacking Ukraine if we had a strong president. This, you know, tragedy that's gone on in Israel, the Gaza Strip, wouldn't have happened if we would have had a strong president right now. But anyway, that's just what I think. Tell me what you think. Comments below. Maybe tell me what you think I should do for next show. Maybe Kamala Harris ChatGPT speech. I don't know. Like, subscribe if you want to see more episodes like this. And I'll see you in the next one.